Shimon Shrab gives further. On the line, Galena Mehira Laman Shmecha, he says, this is not referring to the eventual Geulah Shleim at the time of Mashiach. Redeem us speedily for your name's sake is a tefillah for protection against the daily assaults, fears, apprehensions, and persecution that our people face, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's in Chutz La'aretz. And the question is, what kind of Geulah are we referring to? Galena Mehira Laman Shmecha, if we're not referring to the ultimate Geulah? Says Rav Schwab, the Geulah is talking about Aschalta de Geulah, the beginning of the Geulah. And he explains that the beginning of the Geulah started as soon as the Galus began. In fact, the Gemara tells us, the reason why this bracha of Re'eva Anyenu, the bracha of Gal Yisrael, is the seventh bracha of the Amidah, is because the future redemption will take place in the Shemitah year. This is Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. But then the Gemara goes on to say, this contradicts the tradition, the Masaira, that the Geulah will take place in Matzei Shviyas, in the eighth year, the year after Shemitah. During Shemitah itself, there'll be milchamos, there'll be wars. There the Gemara tells us, milchama nami aschalta de Geulahi. The wars during the seventh year, even though they're part of Galus, are considered the beginning of the Geulah. And therefore, when we refer to our bracha as Geulah, it's the constant protection of Hashem against our enemies while we're in Galus. Meaning that based on this Gemara, it's an unbelievable idea. There is Geulah within Galus. We think the Geulah is far off. And how can we even hope and dream for something that's so far away? But perhaps if we realize that even within the Galus itself, there is Geulah happening on an ongoing basis. There are enemies that seek to harm us and threaten us the world over. To be a Jew means to have a target on your back. And nonetheless, Hashem saves us time and again and again. That's an element, that's an aspect of Geulah, even though we're still in Galus. Take that further. It's possible to have Geulah and Galus going side by side. That although we're not there yet, and we clearly haven't got Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't mean we can't feel the sparks of Geulah. That doesn't mean we can't feel that sense of redemption on a constant and ongoing basis. And therefore we tap into Hashem, and we connect to Him as a Gael Chazak Atah. You're a strong Redeemer. Because throughout our Galus, Hashem is showing us how He's the Gael Chazak. Gaalom Yad Chazak Mimenu. That there is redemption that is happening on an ongoing basis. Feeling that, the miracle of the survival of the Jewish people, which, according to Yaakov Emden, is a greater miracle than Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's something that we live on an ongoing basis. When we think about this, it's so much easier to believe in the Geulah. Because we're almost there. And because we're experiencing it. And because we witness miracles on an ongoing basis. Hashem is a Gael Chazak. And therefore, for Him to deliver the final Geulah is certainly something we can believe in, yearn for, hope for, anticipate, and certainly daven for.